Today we celebrate in the general universal calendar a more recent feast that was reinstated by Pope John, St. John Paul II, the Holy Name of Jesus. It was always celebrated, especially in the Franciscan Order, because the Franciscan Order has really had a great role to play in the promotion of the Holy Name of Jesus. And St. Bernardine of Siena was a great preacher of this devotion, and he is the one who came up with that logo, you might say, of the Holy Name of Jesus, the IHS, which does not mean Indiana High Schools. I always used to see IHS as a kid, and I thought, oh, it must be something that I didn't know what it meant, but it meant the name of Jesus, especially in Hebrew, the first three consonants of Yehoshua, it calls to mind the holy name of Jesus, which is a holy name because it is the name of God, is the name of our Savior, which Jesus means Savior, God saves. And also St. Bernardine of Siena put a little mnemonic phrase to that, IHS, which is in the Latin, Jesus Salvatorem Hominum, or Jesus Hominum Salvatorem, Jesus Savior of all men, or Savior of all mankind, as a little device that he used to teach and to keep in the mind of the faithful that Jesus' name is holy. And the first holy cards that were ever printed were printed through the instruction of St. Bernardine of Siena. And that when he would go and preach a parish mission, he had the practice at the end of the parish mission to tell the people to bring all the things that they had in their possession which were not pleasing to God. And many of the people in his day were using cards, playing cards for gambling and consulting astrologers. Recently, that's not an old thing either. Just yesterday, I read a piece from a Prague, Czechoslovakian, or Prague, Czech website that of the Czech people, over 50% of them go on a regular basis to consult tarot card readers, palm readers, and astrologers. So how we can see that the paganization is, you might say, we've gone backwards. There was a great Catholic people, now they're 50% of them. It's not that they don't believe in God. They say they believe in spirits, they believe, but they don't, only 10% of the population go to church, to the Catholic Church. But over 50% of those who don't go to church consult diviners, palm readers, tarot cards. So St. Bernardine of Siena, if he were here today, he would tell them to bring their tarot cards and all these things that they had that were displeasing to God. And he would have a big bonfire on the last day of his parish mission. I think that's a good idea. We should reinstitute that. But you probably have such a massive fire outside the church, you might burn the church down with all the garbage that people would have to bring from their homes to get rid of. But that was his way of trying to institute in them, we need to break from this old sin, start anew. And he had put a man who was printing these cards out of business, and he came to him lamenting. He said, you know, this is how I make my living, is printing these cards. What can I do? Because I don't want to do something that's offensive to God now that you've convicted me of that. So he said, well, why don't you, instead of printing these things which are offensive to God, why don't you print holy cards, cards with the name of Jesus on it, and hand them out and make your money by making these little devotional cards. And that is how we get the first, you might say, holy cards that have been quite popular and have ever since been, you know, used to further and increase people's devotion and remember to remind them of holy things. But of course, misusing the holy name of Jesus or the holy name of God in general is a sin of blasphemy. And sin of blasphemy, of course, is any speech, thought, or action involving contempt for God or the church or persons or things dedicated to God. So it's not just, you know, misusing God's name, but it's any kind of contempt for even the church or the people who are dedicated to God, to depict them, you know, in an irreverent manner. You know, if you look at Hollywood today especially, and those who write scripts for movies and shows, we see that this is a big, big sin today, especially the misuse of Jesus' name, the holy name of Jesus or God. And if I were an actor or actress, I think they need to become more adamant about not even saying such things in dramas that are offensive to God. They need to stand up, even if they should lose their job. Better to do that than to be involved in anything which is an offense to God directly in blasphemy. Blasphemy, one time, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi asked God for the grace to be able to do penance so that she could understand the serious nature of sin and how bad it was. She asked God for the grace to do penance for one sin of blasphemy. And God said, okay, you will do penance for one sin of blasphemy. And she experienced an intense suffering. Not only was she suffering physically with pains that came to her mysteriously, but she was contradicted, she was persecuted, she found all kinds of, you know, strife that she had to endure, and it lasted for 3 years, her doing penance for one sin of blasphemy. So it is something that as Catholics we need to, and as Christians, God-fearing men and women, that we need to become more mindful of using and not abusing the holy name of Jesus and Mary and, you know, God's name, because these are holy names. And the church instructs us that whenever we invoke the Holy Trinity, that we bow our heads, or whenever we invoke the holy name of Jesus, we bow our head, or the holy name of Mary, and even the name of Saint Joseph, we're to bow our head, because these are people who are holy, and especially Jesus, because he is the Son of God, deserves that respect. And we should become mindful of making reparation for those sins of blasphemy and the misuse of God's name. Whether we can say something to somebody, if it's a friend of ours or a family member or a co-worker, maybe take them aside and say, you know, Joe or Sue, I wish you wouldn't say that. You don't really realize how offensive to God that is. Why do we take God's name in vain when he's not the one to blame? If you want to blame somebody for your hitting your finger with a hammer or, you know, the problems in your life, why don't you blame the devil or blame yourself, you know? How would we like it if every time something went wrong in the world, they used our name as a sign of anger or angst or a curse even, which of course we should never use God's name to curse anyone. This is the thing that we need to try to do, become more proactive in that. But if you know that the person would not be disposed, you know that they would even maybe do it more to irritate you, or to, there are some people out there like that, then the only thing you can do is then silently in your own heart make reparation for that sin and to pray for that person that they will come to their senses. But obviously we need to even in these areas of public speech or things that we hear, we need to become more conscientious of glorifying. Whenever we invoke the name of God, it should be out of supplication, praise, seeking him for blessing his name, but never should we use it in an irreverent or unholy manner. And we should be instructing that, especially in our young people and our children who are in our care, about the holy name of Jesus and Mary. Saint Bernardine of Siena, to foster within the faithful this invoking of the holy name of Jesus and even the holy name of Mary, was the one who asked that the name of Jesus and Mary be entered into the Hail Mary. the prayer that we know, that we recite so frequently every day, that it was to remind us, who is the fruit of the womb of Mary but Jesus? And who is this woman who is full of grace but none other than Mary, the Mother of God? So we can also make reparation by invoking them in this beautiful prayer that has been composed by heaven and by the church to make reparation for all those who use these holy names in an irreverent way. And finally, you know, we just want to be more cognizant in our own lives about how we use the name of Jesus. You know, do we call upon him when we need to and when we should? You know, he's the name that we should invoke. And we should invoke it, even if all we can pray sometimes is to say the holy name of Jesus, it is a prayer. And as long as we use it in faith. Even St. Augustine says, if we were just to use to say the name of Jesus, just using it as syllables and not really making any reference to who the name belongs to, as it's so popular today, you might say in centering prayer, and those who say, you know, they just use these words and they say, don't focus on the meaning of the word, just focus on the syllables. Well, St. Augustine said, if you were to do that, even if you were using the name of Jesus as some kind of mantra, he said, you would be offending God. Because the name of Jesus is not a mantra. It is the name of the holy person of God himself. So let us be mindful of that, that we use the name of Jesus, the name of Mary, and God in general, and the Holy Trinity, always with faith and reverence and great love. Let us ask St. Bernardine of Siena to especially assist us in our world today, that we may help re-evangelize our world just through the simple act of once again fostering the sacred name, the holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.